Trinity Schmidt is the Community Services Coordinator for the County of Northern Lights and the head organizer of the Manning Expo that's coming up next week. She joins us on the line today. Trinity, thank you very much for joining us. How goes final prep for the Manning Expo?
Yeah, actually, we have quite a few first-time visitors. Some are local and some are from neighboring communities. We have a tattoo business that has registered for the trade show, a new hair salon that recently opened in the county, an apiary. We actually have a link to the list of all the exhibitors on the county website for anyone that is curious about who is going to be there in attendance so far.
For people who are coming through the turnstiles, how much do you look forward to possibly having the new businesses on board and seeing what they have to offer?
I love it when new businesses and organizations from not only just like the Manning area, but outside the area as well, come to expos and, say, other trade shows. You can really get a lot of engagement and your name and your brand out there in one spot with all the people that are coming through the expos and trade shows.
A lot of people have cabin fever and trade show season, expo season, that always happens and that always gets the people out, as it were. With the Manning Expo that happens every 2 years, how much still does everybody look forward to coming to the Jack McAvoy Arena and even just saying hi?
I think a lot of the general public and even the exhibitors as well, they like coming out to the show. It's a great spot to have everybody in one spot to chat with, whether it's other businesses, other organizations. Maybe you even just chat with your neighbor and grab a burger from the food booth that'll be open. It's one spot, and it's a lot of engagement that you can have with fellow attendees as well as, you know, friends and family.
Now, we're mentioning it as the Manning Expo. It was the Manning Trade Show before, but I ask you, Trinity, how beneficial do you think the name change will be as far as interest is concerned, attendance is concerned, networking, possible expansion of the show? What do you think?
I am actually very much looking forward to hearing from exhibitors and chatting with attendees to gain feedback and some post-survey engagement. I think a rebrand and a change-up every once in a while isn't a bad thing either. You got to keep things fresh and engaging visually. And it's a little more in line with what the event actually is. Like I had said previously, Expo features community groups and organizations and all that kind of stuff. It's more customer facing, whereas trade fairs is more business to business focused.
Have you received feedback so far?
Not quite yet, but I usually save that engagement for the day of when I can talk to people in person.
How much are you looking forward to the show? How much is everybody looking forward to the show? I'm not talking just you. I'm talking the County of Northern Lights. I'm talking the people of the Manning area, people in and around the Peace region. How much are they looking forward to it?
I think people are very much looking forward to, like you said, getting out, cabin fever, getting out and engaging with people. It's a lot of work and it's busy days and sore feet, but I do enjoy chatting with exhibitors and attendees over the weekend about their experiences. And, you know, I've done a lot of problem solving and brainstorming with businesses and organizations during expos and, you know, previous trade shows. It's a good networking opportunity, and I love to help people out with any kind of challenges that are facing within even just setting up in their booths. Like, how do I display this? What's the best way to get people to come towards my booth and chat with me? I like to problem solve with people.
The Manning Regional Expo is happening Friday, April the 11th, and Saturday, April the 12th at Jack McAvoy Arena in Manning. Definitely looking forward to it, that's for sure. And I'm hearing River Country and Kix FM is going to be live on location.
I heard that as well, and I'm very much looking forward to having you guys there.
I appreciate this. Trinity Schmidt, the Community Services Coordinator for the County of Northern Lights. Trinity, appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.